Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, the Lord's going to lift some burdens off of your shoulders. I felt the weight of on my shoulders, and the Lord says, I'm now bringing some angels. I'm bringing around you an anointing to be able to lay down things. They're burden bearers here. These are intercessors. They're burden bearers. And the Lord's bringing you a new anointing as a burden bearer, but you won't have to bear this on yourself. So Lord, just bring that healing right now. Yeah, I felt this really powerful, strong anointing with this as well. In Jesus' name, increase this right now. Father, I thank you for your goodness. And some of these, the names I got Lucy, Lucille or Lucy, and there's something to do with writing and journaling. The Lord's going to bring you into this new time and you can receive this word. But I felt strongly that there was someone by the name of Lucy or Lucille that's going to get this increased. And it's simple. It's very simple. Just journaling is going to turn into different things, books, blogs, stuff like that. So Father, increase this. I saw the name as I was praying ahead of time. And by the way, I don't do an internet search or anything like that. I just get these right before I, usually before I minister, I write them down, pray over them. I saw the name Darla, and the Lord says, I'm cleaning house right now with Darla and Darlene as well. I'm doing some house cleaning, and it may seem like you're in an uncomfortable season right now, but the Lord is shifting this. And to not worry, that he has things worked out for you. And he's going to work things out for the good, for those who love the Lord. You love the Lord, don't worry. In fact, many people right now are shifting into this new season of this, what I'm saying, some of these prophetic words as well. And the Lord says that, I think I saw house cleaning. He's cleaning your house, but there's also some people who need to start a house cleaning business, or he's going to increase your house cleaning business. There's also an anointing to clean your house. There's a powerful, powerful words over these. There's a flow happening right now from the spiritual realm, from heaven. Jesus' name. Also, Dennis. The Lord says he's going to start to move in dreams. He's going to cause things right now. He's going to shift stuff. The dreams and visions are going to increase, and that's not just limited to Dennis, but I saw someone by the name of Dennis, and whether it's on the internet or in this group, or maybe you know someone, you could give that word to them. And Acts 2:17 and 18 is going to be very powerful. The Lord's going to release his spirit upon all people. He's going to release the Holy Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men are going to see visions. Your old men are going to dream dreams. And this is not limited to Dennis. This is all of us. Even on men and women, both men and women, I will release my spirit in those days and they shall prophesy. And we are in the days of all. We are in a major turnaround time. We're in a transition. We're in the Jewish New Year in this month. And the Lord says that he's doing something. He's pouring out his Holy Spirit in a greater way. So, Father, we pray right now that you would take this to the new level. Thank you, Lord. Protection. And many of us need to put the armor on. We do. I put the armor on. Every day, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the readiness to share the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. Father, we put on the full armor right now, even as we speak, and we pray that you would open up the word to us. We pray that you would anoint the Bible. Pray that you would anoint this ministry time. and release. There's some people getting the spirit of travail. Travailing is crying in the spiritual realm and crying over things. You'll wake up crying, or the Lord is doing something new. It's carrying, it's a burden bearer. So we'll release the anointing right now for the spirit of travail. And I've carried this for a number of years. I wake up in the middle of the night. That's, I started as an intercessor. Probably one of my main gifts is intercession. And Father, release right now over us. And we declare, peace be still to the storms. The Lord is healing people of sicknesses. Father, I thank you for sickness and disease that goes to the cross of Jesus Christ. We declare peace be still to these superstorms, the fires and floods to settle down. We pray, Father, for all that's going on right now. We just say the peace right now. Linda and I pray this every day. Peace be still to the storms. No superstorms. Yeah. Father, we thank you. And no violence and all the stuff that just has been happening, crazy stuff that has been happening. And we pray, Father, for the doctor. If you need a doctor, that's great. The Lord's going to do something right now. He's going to do supernatural healing, and you may need a doctor. You need to get confirmation, you know, of some things. This is for some people. It's a prophetic word still. And the Lord's also anointing right now, healing, the healing anointing, healing of things that have held you back in the past, the emotional, supernatural healing in Jesus' name. Amen.